struggling to cope. Even before the latest round of flooding in the south, the government was struggling to find ways to pay for the relief effort. Yesterday, Prime Minister Apisitwe Chatshiwa said he had instructed all ministries to reallocate unspent funds in the 2010 fiscal year, which ended on October 31st, to rehabilitation programs for flooded areas. The Prime Minister said he was concerned that the 47 billion baht budget earmarked for emergency relief operations for the 2011 fiscal year might not be enough, because as much as 20 billion baht would be dispersed in the next 2 months to help the flood victims. The figure is now likely to be much higher given the massive damage in the southern provinces. One source of additional funds could be the Thai Kem Kheng Economic Stimulus Program. The government would help draw 4.2 billion baht from the program to help fund the rehabilitation programs, if needed, Mr. Apisit said. There are other ways to help besides giving out money, however. Yesterday, the cabinet agreed to allow the Revenue Department to reduce corporate and personal income taxes for businesses and workers affected by the floods, as well as for those who make donations to aid flood victims. That should help this year, but what about the future? Yesterday, Annonsanitwong Naayutiya, acting director of the Geoinformatics and Space Technology Development Agency, said the La Nina-El Nino climate pattern means Thailand was likely to suffer not only from periodic flooding, but from drought as well. Mr. Anon warned that an extreme and abrupt climate swing could possibly occur after La Nina receded, and its flip side, the El Nino event, could follow and cause severe drought. Thailand should also brace for the onset of the longest cool season in years after the floods.